Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
We'll be right back.
Hello. All right, our mics are on.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Good evening.
Good to be back. This is Ashley.
This is Nacy.
And you're listening to Time Warp on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay! We're back.
Yeah, it's been a month. And we're catching up on today's show. What did we just listen to, Nacy?
We just listened to Melt Through the Floor by Rebel Bucket.
And what does that song remind you of? What's been going on with
What's
Rebel Bucket?
What's been going on? That's a great question. On tonight's show, Ashley and I haven't seen each other for about a month and a half. And we're just going to catch each other up, right?
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Well, Nacy's going first.
Yeah, so What's my first up? Song is by Rebel Bucket, which is a band that I found when I was like 10, maybe, or less than 10, through this music festival I go to every year called Green River Fest. And I went this past weekend, and Rebel Bucket, I like listened a lot to their first two albums because I remember when they were touring for those and it was like the craziest thing ever. And I might just play a song from that later because I feel like it's worth the comparison. This is the first time that I'd really listened to their new music, and so I was pleasantly surprised.
Lovely.
They just seemed like they were having so much fun doing it, even though they've been making music and touring as a band for like 15 years probably.
That's so crazy. For a band to be together for that long, yeah. I'm realizing now like just how crazy that is.
Right?
Good for them.
And according to my dad, they started out as this couple who, like, obviously there were more people than just the couple, but they were kind of the core.
Yeah.
And the couple is still the core, but they're no longer together.
Oh my God, that's like Big Thief.
Maybe so.
Guys, how do separated musicians make it work?
I guess...
I'm so in awe. I feel like that takes a lot of maturity and communication to have that be sustainable.
I agree. But sometimes they have a good thing going, and I think they can recognize that. And
yeah.
We all can, too.
Man, we all have a thing or two to learn from these separated yet working together musicians.
It's something really admirable about them.
I agree.
Well, should
What's
we get back
next?
Into some music?
I would love to.
Great. Next up we have a little bit of a vibe switch. We're gonna go to Indigo D'Souza, What Are We Gonna Do Now. Enjoy.
Gonna do now. What are we gonna do, baby? So you're sleeping outside with a red nose. So you're sleeping in bed with your day clothes on. What are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do, sweetheart? You're still kitchen. Won't you?
Thank you.
That was Millennium by Toro y Moi plus the Matson 2. And before that, you heard Hate CD by Steve Lacy and What Are We Gonna Do Now by Indigo D'Souza.
I love the first one. I was so pleasantly surprised by the sudden change of moods, and I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Added that to my playlist immediately.
Good. Good. Yeah. I think my theme for these first few songs is live music.
Hmm. Songs you've heard live?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I've been really lucky to go to these concerts, a bunch of concerts lately, and yeah, definitely is shaping the way I'm listening to music right now.
I think also something interesting you just said is that you're not making playlists so often and, like, going back to listening just to artists and, like, delving deeper into, like, their discography. So I'm wondering, like, if you're reaching more for music that is, like, comforting, familiar, nostalgic, is that something that's
I would
happening?
Say so. Hmm. Yeah. I feel like, as far as Time Warp goes, before this, we were doing a lot of the last year, we were doing a lot of shows that were very specific in the vibe.
Yeah.
And to some extent, I kind of feel like I exhausted my the different moods that I listen to music in, you know?
Mm.
And I was pulling on these different, artists that I just felt a little bit tapped out in terms of making playlists. And
it's hard to constantly ruminate on the past.
Yeah. So now I do think, like, there is something comforting about just listening to artists and definitely getting really into what they're doing.
Yeah.
And appreciating what they have done, because a lot of the people that I'm into, I'm like, I either knew when I was younger and was more into them when I was younger, or I didn't. I mean, I guess that's the way with any artist. But I've definitely been trying to appreciate all of what they do, because I think it's interesting how people change their sound over time.
Yeah.
And definitely. The connections that you can keep through that, and what changes through that too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like this transitions pretty well into this music, the selection that I'm going to play for you. But recently I got really into Yeji, because I was listening to, she was like on this podcast called Feeling Asian, and I was like listening to her episode. But I think she was like talking about kind of like the trajectory of an artist's life and like the things that change and like what remains constant, and kind of like in her personal process, like how she picks and chooses, like how to evolve.
Yeah.
And I was just like so moved by the things that she was saying. And then I was like, I just want to support her and like see, like follow along in the journey. And she just came out with her first album in April, and this is the first song on the album. I kid you not, I listened to this song on repeat on the train back to Massachusetts, and I was just like crying.
Oh,
it was actually, like, it was such a beautiful song. I don't know. I think we just need to listen to it and have everyone experience it. Maybe I'm crazy, but you know, I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do.
And what is this song called?
Submerge FM.
Generation. 우리는 왜 미래가 먼 나 먼 곳 싫어 생각하나 It's only what you hear What you can believe 들리지 않아도 마음으로 믿고 행동으로 보여줄 수 있다고 우리는 왜 현실에 충실하고 꿈을 꾸지 않나 Isn't it what we dream that we should believe I can see myself in you and yourself
Listen to February 2017 by Charlie XCX, but also featuring Claro and Yeji, which I feel like is a crazy collab. And before that, you were listening to Submerge FM by Yeji.
Claro is truly a crazy voice to have on that track. I would have never guessed.
Yeah, I think she was like kind of more just like a background vocal for what Charlie was singing, but Yeji like very much had her own little thing going on there, which I think is awesome.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
So what I notice in these songs, they're kind of otherworldly. It does feel like a on the train to somewhere in between kind of.
Yeah.
When you want to reflect, but you don't actually want to think.
That's such a good way of putting it. I didn't think about that, but I guess I haven't been thinking, so.
I guess not to, you know, put words in your mouth, but I guess that's how I feel when I listen to music like that.
Yeah, so definitely.
What's been bringing this about? What are you...
No, I think that's really true. Well, I think the thing that I really loved about, like, the first song was kind of, like, she's so good at writing, like... Or, like, producing music about, like, that feels nostalgic and hopeful without being, like, corny. Mm. And I feel like Charlie, even though she's, like, pop icon kind of, like, and very over the top, she's still, like, very vulnerable in, like, her lyrics and, like, what she writes about. So I feel like it's, like, so many things can exist at once. Mm. And I think that's, like, something that I was thinking about a lot when I was at home helping my mom garden and just being alone.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Definitely. That sounds like some sweet times.
Yeah.
Some good music.
Oh, we should probably... You know what? Let's do a PSA in a little bit. It's
fine.
Yeah,
we'll do a PSA in our next time. I will say, if you'd like to contribute to the conversation, you should text us in the DJ chat. We'd be very excited if anyone actually did, so we probably would mention it on air. With that, we'll get into some more music.
Okay, yeah. Up next are still my picks. I don't know. I played Fred again a few times, I feel, on this show. I know he's a Nepo baby, guys, but I can't help it. I really do like his music.
And you know what? He can't help it either. So
he can't help it.
This is... I saw you.
Yeah.
Face this.
Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on American roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextstoprex.org and learn more. That was The House That Jorge Built by Bobby... His last name is K-R-L-I-C for people that really want to know what that song was. And before that, you were listening to I Saw You by Fred Again and Brian Eno. And I just really like the way that those two songs like bleed into one another, which is why pair them together. But fun fact, that Lost Song is from the Midsommar soundtrack.
That's an interesting fact.
Which is a movie I have not seen. However, this song was on a Spotify blend with me and Annika, and I loved this song. So I was like, I must listen to it. And guys, I think the vibe is about to shift. We're about a little over halfway through our set, our show, and if you're still with us, I'm just gonna need you to stand up and do some stretches and wiggle your arms out, because we've been in a dreamy little meditative state, and Nacy's about to turn that around real quick, so...
Yeah, that's about to change.
Nacy, do you want to talk about what you've what you put next for us?
Sure. I guess what I'm observing is, like, I think we're both kind of...
I have no idea what's gonna you're about to say.
You know, sometimes life is a movie. You know?
Is that what you gathered from the Midsommar stuff?
I think what I gathered is that
stuff my ex-boyfriend into a bear this summer.
I would say sometimes we're in different movies.
And yeah, I feel that's like, so... No, actually, you're right? Like, speaking facts right
And I
now.
Think that's what this transition, or this, you know, contrast is really highlighting.
Yeah, because I think everyone, like, people love to be like, oh, my life is a movie, blah, blah, blah. What genre is it, though? Mm-hmm. Like, actually.
And right now, Ashley's in the dream state kind of genre.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, like, walking through a meadow, like, long shots... from kind of far away.
I hate to be that girl, but I guess my life is an A24 movie. And Nacy, what I'm anticipating is like, oh my gosh, you're you know that upcoming film Joyride with the like all female Asian ensemble?
I don't actually.
Okay, well, you know what, just play your tunes and we'll see if I'm right.
All right, that's it'll be an interesting day. All right, okay, this is a great song called Body by Naira Marley.
Leave keys.
When I and I high, and she grabs my mic, throw me like dynamite, moving wide like an animal. It's me that she likes to ride, front and back. I always get what I like. Right now it is you I like. Sister, I like your body. Put them, I like you more. You came on me. Sister, I'm well or shady. Your body, I bought you all the shade. Sister, jelly upon me, upon me. Mumma, come here, come here, come here. Sister, yeah, come on me, come on me. Mumma, snap upon you, upon you. My face, you make on with her conley. She was wet if I got up there. I take good dick, my face, I dirty. I need good dick, my face, comfort. Wet that bed. Long 5 minutes, so to wet that bed. Wet that bed. Wet that bar. Good, and I continue to give her black wood. Fucked her naked, chains on. Actually, she had a apron on. You should have seen that bump. That's when my thing got long. Thing got internet, tell me to push it in. That's when I just went wow, wow. Skin to skin. OCD, let's just scale up and dance. Let them know we're outside. Let's see clear on that. Open a window, do it for me, babe. Sister, I like your body. With them, I like you more. You came for me. Sister, I'm well or shady. I would be, I would do all the shit. Sister, girl, upon me, upon me. Mumma, come here, come here, come here. Sister, yeah, come on me, come on me. Mumma, snap up on you, come on you. My face, you make on them with a gun, like. She was wet if I got up there. I take good dick, move it so dirty. I need good dick, move it comforted. Wet that bed. Long 5 minutes, so to wet that bed. Wet that bed. Wet that bar. Good, and I continue to give up.
these clothes look so good. Cause I'm in that hole. You know, all these songs sound good. Cause I'm on that hole. Dead ass.
Yeah. So I stayed in the darkness with you.
That was a portion of Cosmic Love by Florence and the Machine. Before that, you heard I'm That Girl by Beyoncé and Body by Naira Marley.
I don't know about you, but that gives blockbuster, soon to be blockbuster hit Joyride vibes, perhaps.
I feel that.
I showed Nacy the trailer.
Yeah, while we were listening. I think I want my vibe in terms of my music to be like funny film, but also a little bit absurdist.
I see that. I see that.
Like a little bit like surreal almost. Like where there's some shots where you're like, wait, what just happened? You know?
Yeah. You know what I think maybe is a good question to ask? I often like to ask people the question like, what season of life are you in right now? Or what season of your life are you in? But I think another good question is like, what genre of movie is your life right now?
Yeah. You know, maybe we should do a show that's dedicated to that.
Yeah. I think that, guys, we're brainstorming on the spot right now. This
is an inside look.
We're mind mapping as we speak, one might say.
All of you, you'll have to come back next week to find out if we actually followed through.
You guys aren't ready.
You're not even ready.
Okay, I think we're just being silly. Up next, this is the Tiny Desk winner, the band that won the Tiny Desk competition this year, Little Moon. I think they're a band out of Utah. I was like Instagram stalking some of the members, like low-key some of them. No, okay, hear me out. I know you hear Utah, you know where I'm going with this. Yes, some of them give me Mormon vibes, but I think I was like looking into, you know, their artistic, creative ethos, whatever. And I think, you know, like what they have to say in their songwriting is very beautiful. This one, I think, is like about grief. The song is about grief, and I think it's like very reverent to like the lives that people have lost. I don't know. It was just like a beautiful... Guys, you should check out their Tiny Desk. I feel like I'm plugging so many things right now.
That's good.
All this shows is how much time I've spent on YouTube in the past month and a half. But you know, we're catching up, so...
All right. Prepare yourself. Vibe change. What's the song called?
Oh, Wonder Eye by Little Moon.
To end.
was In the Morning I'll Be Better by Tennis, and before that was Wonder Eye by Little Moon. Make sure to check those guys out. This is Ashley.
This is Nacy.
And you are listening to Time Warp on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks guys for tuning in to our return.
Come back next week.
Yeah.
We'll be regular on here. Thursdays 10 p.m.
Many surprises await. Have a good night.
See you later.
I used to hope.